This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and our guest is Billy Nungesser. We start with the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, who is always a busy man promoting the state in various places. And most recently, we're talking China. How did you hook up with the country of China, Governor Nungesser?
Well, we know they sent a lot of visitors to America, and Shanghai alone issues 4,000 visas a day. And they love to go where movies and TV shows were produced, and we just unveiled the Lights, Camera, Louisiana movie trail, and we thought that would be a great place to entice their travel agents and tour operators to send people to Louisiana. And we had a great trip. They've already committed 30 writers and bloggers to come to Louisiana to write about travel here, which is a huge thing for us, because then people will in China will know about Louisiana.
We had a guest on earlier in the week, one Sebastian Gorka, who said China was the most dangerous place in the world. Did they treat you hospitably?
Incredibly. When I got off the plane, they had a sign. I didn't even see the airport. They took me down some steps and took me to the hotel. My luggage was already there. Figure that one out. So they probably went through it on the way, but that's okay.
I bet they did. How was the food?
Food was not that good, except the dinner. I got to sit where the G20 summit was, and they put on the same performance they did for the president. The food at that event was incredible. The duck. And it was just an incredible event with unbelievable talent. They do have some incredible talent there, and the people were friendly and nice. So it was a good trip, and we took some partners from Louisiana. I tell you what, our tourism folks know how to sell Louisiana, because the relationships they made, they will be sending people all over Louisiana. We had the granddaughter of General Chenault with us. And everyone in China knows what he did for the Chinese people. And they'll be coming to go to North Louisiana to see that great museum up there.
Coming soon, the Louisiana Book Festival. And budget cuts made that event one that was in peril, but you've kept it alive. And I know you're enthused about what's going to happen in a few weeks.
Absolutely. You know, our library team has done an incredible job at luring really exciting authors. This year, Congressman Bob Livingston has a new book, and he'll be there signing the book about Louisiana politics, just what we needed, another Louisiana politics, but they're always interested to read. And so he'll be there. There's authors from all over, and we've continued to add things for the kids to do, good food. We've got to have that at every festival. So we're expecting another record year this year for the Book Fest here in Baton Rouge.
As far as tourism for 2018, we've got a couple of months left. How's it looking compared to last year, which I believe was a very strong year?
I think we're going to have another record year. You know, we'll get those figures shortly after the year end. But the thing that I'm most proud of is Louisianans staycationing here in Louisiana and going to visit a place they haven't been before and talking about it. I took my staycation to Toledo Bend in Natchitoches, and after my mother-in-law shopped in that store and went home and put it on Facebook, 20 of her relatives from Houston have now visited Natchitoches. So by us staying here, taking one vacation, we'd normally leave Louisiana and go see a town or city you haven't been to before and talk about it, it's helping drive tourism all over Louisiana, and we're seeing more people going to places they haven't been before.
You've been involved in a public-private partnership involving state parks. How is that developing?
It's going well. You know, we want to make sure. I'll be in Poverty Point this evening to kick off some ideas and thoughts about partnerships up there. We're going to be getting a study back next week on the 500 acres on Lake Pontchartrain. We're looking at a resort conference center there. A similar project in West Virginia, a resort conference center over 6 years brought in $50 million to the park system there. So we see great things for this, but we want to make sure we're vetting every project with the local people to make sure we're giving the local people an opportunity to do these projects, absolutely, and that it fits within the community and it doesn't compete with local business. And that's going to be important.
Governor Nungesser, what's your take on the tone of politics now? You've gone the extra mile, as has the governor, to have a good relationship, even though you're in different parties. And I recall when Bobby Freeman and Dave Treen were at each other's throats, one a Democrat, one a Republican. What about the tone, and what about the olive branch that's obviously been extended from both you and the governor to try to make this work with you being in different political parties?
Well, you know, I remember my father with Governor Treen sitting down with Democrats and working things out and compromising. And I was elected to be lieutenant governor for all the people of Louisiana. And so I need to put political differences aside and make sure I'm doing the best job I can for all of Louisiana. And I committed Jimmy Fitzmaurice, who told me that when I first ran, that he wanted me to promise him I wouldn't run against the governor and I wouldn't talk bad about him. And that's the only way you're going to be able to do your job. And even back when we were in the same party with Jay and Bobby, you know, the economic development and tourism didn't talk. Movie industry and tourism didn't talk. And we've got to work together to put our best foot forward to promote Louisiana for business, for the movie industry, for anything. And the only way to do that and give the people of Louisiana the best job we can do is if we're all working together.
You mentioned Jimmy Fitzmaurice, now 97 years old and still alive, by the way. And when I was a young boy in New Orleans, at the same time you were there, about the same age, I remember he lost by 110 votes for mayor to Victor Skiro, and then he barely lost the 1983 governor's election. He's an amazing fellow, isn't he?
He really is. I went by his house the other night. Next Thursday, there's going to be a documentary unveiled that they'll be talking about his life that I'll be at. But I went by last week to thank him for that advice that he gave me when I first decided to run, because it turned out to be the best advice to work together with whoever's governor. And back then, we didn't know who the governor was going to be. And we've got to do that for the greater good of Louisiana. So an incredible guy that truly loved New Orleans and loved Louisiana and got up every day to be an ambassador for the state. And I just wanted to go by his house. He doesn't get out much anymore, but still got his wit about him and told me he's still watching me to make sure I keep my word.
This is Rama asking if there's any possibility you'll be the Republican standard bearer in the governor's race next year.
No, I'm going to run for re-election. A couple of weeks ago, we kicked off my re-election at the same house in Plaquemines Parish where I started my political career from parish president. The couple was nice enough to host me again, and then we had a golf tournament in Lafayette, and we're off and running. We don't have an opponent yet, but I'm sure we'll have some. But I love the job I've got. We're doing great things. The one thing I love about what I'm able to do is we never tell anyone no. If they call my office, we try to find them an answer, whether it's helping a veteran or helping someone with their insurance. We try to direct them in the right direction and help everybody in Louisiana. And that's a great feeling to have the ability to do that.
Will you stay out of the governor's race, or will it be compelling enough that there's bound to be a Republican challenger of note to Governor Edwards that you'll have to get involved?
Well, I think I'm going to have my own race. You know, there's a lot of talk out there about who's considering running against me, and I suspect I'll have several people. You know, nobody gets a free ride in Louisiana, so I think I need to concentrate on my race and do all I can to get reelected. And then whoever is the governor, I've got to work with them, and I'll make the same commitment to whoever the governor is, if this governor's reelected as a new governor, to work hand in hand for the greater good of Louisiana.
Another listener notes that there is a event tomorrow related to kidney disease, I believe, here in Baton Rouge. And are you the honorary chair?
Yeah, NephCure is such a horrible kidney disease. You know, I had some kids up in my office a couple weeks ago a young lady, 11 years old, needs a kidney transplant. A gentleman, 30, he's had three transplants. And there is a cure if we can fund the research to cure this. And so after meeting these children, I had to get involved. I'll be out there all day. We've got great Louisiana seafood. It starts at 8 o'clock at the AZ Young Park right here by the Capitol. It's a walk run, mm-hmm. and you can go online and make a donation. But it's when you meet these kids as young as 1 year old needing a kidney transplant, it breaks your heart. So it's hard not to get involved when we can make a difference.
Well, Governor, it's always a pleasure. We look forward to another visit soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Billy Nungesser. And we do lament the passing of Lewis Miller, who had one of the most popular shows for many years right here on WRKF, his lawn and garden show. Lewis passed away this week. He was 66 years old.